I have a special guest here in the program today. We had a chance earlier this week to talk with Grant Olson, the outstanding linebacker for NDSU, who, of course, was injured in last week's game against Illinois State. And we know that whole story, and we don't really need to go back down that road. But, Grant, welcome to the program. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, again, I'm going to stay away from the injury part of it because that's all been covered a million times. I want to ask you now, what are you going to do tomorrow against Youngstown State? What's your role going to be with NDSU? I think everybody's kind of assuming you're going to be kind of the coach on the sidelines and the coach on the for your teammates. Is that how it's going to go?
Yeah, pretty much. I think right now what I'm going to end up doing is watching the plays kind of from a distance and seeing if I can see anything. You know, how the play fits, whether everybody does their assignment or not. You know, if we give up a big play, whose fault was it and why? Do we need to come up with some new calls? So I'm going to be writing all that down and stuff. So when the offense is on the field, I'm going to tell the defensive coaches, okay, this is what I saw. This is what they were doing to us. And then that way we're going to be able to coach up the guys on the sideline and come up with a game plan. And then also I'm going to be trying to do that on special teams as well. You know, so maybe between me and a couple of the other coaches, everybody's going to have an assignment, what they're going to watch, and then we're going to piece together what Youngstown State's trying to do to us schematically, and we're going to try and come up with an answer to it.
It sounds like you've talked with the coaches already. You've talked with Bowl and Kleiman and those guys, and that this is obviously it's okay with them. I mean, they're your coaches. So what have you talked about with them specifically, just what you told us about?
Yeah, pretty much. I know they want me to stay involved and want me to help out any way that I can, which I'm very thankful for. You know, I want to be able to do everything that I can for the program and for the team to help us keep winning.
How difficult, and this maybe goes back to the injury, but how difficult is this going to be for you to not be on the field? Because that a lot of the stuff you're talking about, I think, was your role on the field as well as the middle linebacker, right? You're the quarterback of the defense out there. So, I mean, it's going to be tough for you, I think, in some ways to do this from the sidelines.
You know, it's going to be pretty hard. You know, it's someone I guess I've been doing for a while and stuff. I know emotions are probably going to run high for me a little bit. You know, I'm definitely going to miss it. But this is the role that I've been given, and I need to do the best job I possibly can to help the team move forward and help us win games. You know, and in some ways it's unfortunate, but the next man has to be ready to go, and I got to do my part to help him the best I can.
The fans' reaction on Saturday, and I think even some media reaction in Fargo once you went down with the injury, was, oh my gosh, you know, NDSU's defense, how are they going to live without Grant Olson? And my take all along, with no disrespect to you, has been Grant's a great football player. They're going to miss him a lot. But there's some other pretty good players on the Bison defense. I mean, Carlton Littlejohn, not that he can fill in for your shoes totally, but he's a pretty good football player. You have a lot of good players on defense. I'm presuming that's your take on it as well.
Yeah, you know, it's the program, you know, no one person is bigger than the team, and no one team is bigger than the program. You know, our mentality around here is the next man up has to be ready to go. You know, and that was the case last Saturday. Carlton had a heck of a game and played very well, and I know he's going to continue to do so for the rest of the team. The young guys need to come up now. We lost a little bit of depth all around with Marcus being out as well. Guys are injured and banged up, so young guys really need to step up. I'm going to try and help them the best I can. But whoever's out there needs to exemplify Bison pride and give it their all, and I think we'll have a lot of success.
How much have you been able to help Carlton move from the outside backer spot to the middle linebacker spot? And have you been able to kind of speak with him personally and say, look, here's what you need to be looking for, here's what you need to do as the middle linebacker? Have you had those conversations with Carlton?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, Carlton already is a very good player by himself. He's got a lot of great instincts, and he's smart, so he already knows what's going on. I think, you know, where I'm going to try and help him is just say, hey, this is some of the things that gave me struggles at this position, and this is how I tried to overcome them. If it works for you, great. If not, you got to find someone that works for you. You're your own player. You got to be Carlton Littlejohn. You don't try and be Grant Olson. You have a, you know, he's got a different set of skills that I don't have. You know, he's got a lot of them. He's a very good player. So he's got to find what works for him, and I think he's going to do a great job for us.
How about on the outside, Esley Thornton moving into that spot, taking Carlton's spot? And you mentioned the depth, and I think to me that's the biggest concern, is that there's one fewer player out there regardless of talent. But Esley, he can move into that spot on the outside and kind of be that guy to take Carlton's spot?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Esley obviously moved from quarterback early in the career, but he's been playing linebacker for a couple of years now, and you know, he's really been improving. He's a really good football player for us, and I know that he'll do a great job. Every single one of his teammates has a lot of faith in him.
What does Youngstown State bring to the table other than a really good quarterback and some pretty good offensive players? I think I checked it out the last couple of times NDSU's been to Youngstown. It's been 400 yards of offense by the Penguins, and that's pretty good against you guys. You guys are darn good. What do you see from Youngstown this year?
Well, not just their offense, but I know, you know, their defense as well and their special teams. It looks like they have a lot of guys that play very hard. You know, I think they're very similar to us in terms of the effort that they give. You know, obviously they got a program rich in tradition and history. They got a lot of national championships too. So I think it's going to be a great matchup. It's going to come down, I think, to, you know, who can stay disciplined and who can make that one key play. You know, in some ways it's going to be who can limit the negative plays. I know Coach Bowles says a lot. It's not the team, or most teams don't win on Saturday. It's usually a lot of teams actually lose. And, you know, I think that might end up being the case. You know, two disciplined outfits like ours and theirs, that's probably what it's going to come down to.
How good is Hess? Is he as good as you've seen an opposing quarterback be? Have you had a chance to see him on tape? I don't know, with the injury, what your role has been, what you've been busy with, but have you had a chance to look at Hess and how he's played this year?
Yeah, no, I haven't got a chance to look at him much yet this week, just trying to deal with the injury and things like that. But I know he's one heck of a player. You know, I watched a lot of tape on him the past 3 years. You know, definitely aware of what he can do. You know, he brings a lot to the table in terms of intangibles and smarts and things like that. So it's gonna be a great challenge for us.
Last question. I'll let you get running here or moving. Sorry, I did not get running. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that in a bad way. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. You always want to win the football games. Bison always want to beat whoever they're playing. But this is a big game because it's for the lead in the Missouri Valley Conference. So how important is this game to come out of Youngstown with a victory on Saturday?
Well, I think it's huge. You know, as Coach Ball always says at the beginning of every year, our team goal is to win the Missouri Valley Football Conference. And if we do that, we set ourselves up in a phenomenal position to make a run at a national championship and in the playoffs. And this is absolutely huge for that. You know, a bye week late in the year for the playoffs is absolutely huge in terms of getting rested and recovered and things like that. So there's a lot riding on this game. We need to be ready to go.
Thank you, Grant. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.